Hello. Oh, I'm never going to get that right, JP. I'm going to let you know I'm never going to get that right. Hello, everyone on the Patreons.
Hello,
it's
everybody.
Time for post-show conversations. Oh, my goodness. Never put that. Somewhere I have that. Remember that terrifying elf thing?
Yeah,
that was like
of course
that?
I do.
It's around here somewhere. Anyway, hello, everyone. It's post-show time. We're going to talk about the game we just played called Tales from the Loop, if you're curious. It is literally designed around the idea of kind of like a Stranger Things story. That's what this game is created for. So when Adam was searching for something awesome, because I kept saying, like, I want to do something crazy and weird and Cthulhu-y, this is what we came up with. So I'm really happy that the four of you got to join me on this misadventure, and we got to really try out something new and fun. So what'd you guys think?
I loved that it was so simple. Like, we were able to just hop in and really, like, focus on the game and not have to, like, take apart mechanics at all.
Yeah. The actual, like, the real, and I'm sure you have it in front of you, the real in-depth version of Tales from the Loop is, like, each kid has a relation to another kid. You have, like, a special secret hideout. You have anchors, things that, like, imagine you were creating a nerdy archetype character. You could say that your anchor was your science teacher, right? Like someone that keeps you grounded. And then you always have to have a favorite song, which is something that I learned late in the game, is that a favorite song is something you need so that you can always have it as like background cool material, similar to what we do in the other show we do.
Nebula Jazz.
Nebula Jazz. Yeah. So it's very interesting that it's simple. But at the same time, there's a lot of potential for it to be very, very complicated in the storytelling aspect of it. Yeah.
Right.
I love that I had no idea what to expect going into it. I like that. That appeals to my, like, improv background. But I gotta say, it threw me for a fucking loop that I was playing me.
Yeah. It was kind of hard to play myself.
Because I'm used to, like, imagining a character and like coming up with a voice for that character, and then since it was me, I was like, how real do I get, like how much, like, because I you play it up when you're role playing. Like, I honestly would have done the pocket route and like pissed my pants and called the cops,
right?
But since I'm role playing, I'm like, maybe I can jazz it up a little bit and try and bite Jesse's neck.
You tried.
Within 30 seconds, I'm like, nope, this is me. This is just who I am. I think it actually took me about 30 minutes. Once we got to the party, and after the scene with the mistletoe, I was like, okay, I need to think about this and how I would respond to this. And then when that happened and I pissed Jesse off in the game, I was like, obviously, I'd want to drink more. And I just feel really awkward and anxious at this point. So I would go and try and, like, find someone else. Because I was like, that's what I would do. It became easy for me to act like myself after that.
Yeah, I feel bad, Pocket, because I think I mentioned this to Dodge when we were talking about it at the musical that we went to, where I literally was like, yeah, I'm 100% going to have a mistletoe scene with Pocket. And literally, it existed to create the motivation for you to be like, okay, he might be a killer. So that down the line, you have a mysterious guy who's been following you. You have Jesse who's mad. You have JP who's missing. You have, like, all these different possibilities of who could be the killer. And the idea of it just being, like, none of us know. And so when everyone sort of re-enters the story, it's like, are they good? Are they bad? And so, yeah, it was a cheap plot device, but boy, did I enjoy it.
I feel like I reacted exactly how I would, where I'm like, shit is going on that's so weird right now, and I don't understand it, so I'm just gonna drink some more. Maybe I just
reacted the way I expected you to react, which was like,
I acted how I would act.
Hug instead. Yeah, oh, don't worry. I was counting on, if you would have been like, sure, smooch, I'd be like, all right, so maybe Jesse reacts like he's way too weirded out and like excited. Like, I don't know where I would have gone with that. So easy job, 'twas easy.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, and I reacted, although I want to admit, like, I'm surprised no one else went inside to ask, like, for a landline and the cops, when I was like, yeah, no, I'm going to go find and see if there's a landline. Like, we're going to die. We're going to die out here.
I'm actually really thrilled that wildfiring Jesse drew three of you away. I was like, oh, fuck, they all inside. How the hell am I going to get them underground? I was like, oh, how do I do this?
It reached a point for me, I think it was probably when eight people got gutted, that I was like, all right, I can't behave how I'd behave in real life because this situation wouldn't fucking happen in real life. This is now, I'm a movie trope, and I'm in a movie. And so, like, then my character changed. When Jesse runs off with the gun, it's like, I gotta go after him. I go after that sumbitch. Put a gun on us.
I feel like I was a movie trope, though. I was the high and or drunk person that does the smart things, but everyone doesn't expect them to do anything smart because they're the high drunk person. And I'm like, no, I'm going to do the smart thing, call the cops, and blame it on something that would be believable to cops, not, 20 people got murdered. I think it's a cult. I don't know what's going on. I'm drunk. And they're like, what? Okay. Like, versus domestic violence. My boyfriend abused me. I think I'm poisoned. Please help. Like, that's a lot more believable. It's dark, but it's believable.
Yeah. I definitely went the route that Zeke did, I think, more, where I looked at my attributes and I was like, okay, these are the things that I'm good at. We have like a story to play out. So if I have a 4 in heart, then I'm just going to be like cheesy, loving Dodger. And I'm going to try to like talk everybody through their feelings. And that's how I'm going to try to deal with situations. And I love that literally every time it worked, the person immediately fucking died. I was like, God damn it.
It wasn't your fault. Just terrible.
Like, even when you were talking Jesse down, I was like, I want Jesse to like put his gun down and be like, you right. Just so I can then kill him after the fact.
Sam and I are very much on the same page.
Yeah,
so when
yeah.
you both won the role, I was like, okay, Dutch, let's do your thing first, and then Sam can brutally murder Jesse. Oh, yeah, I knew where we were going with that. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I'm okay with this. This is great.
How much did you put us into the characters you created, or did you just, like, assign you had the character sheets all ready to go and just assigned per them?
No, I originally sat down and was like, okay, I'm going to look at the 4 of you, and then I'm going to figure out which trope character to put you in based on your personalities. And so it was like, okay, well, tropey-wise, Sam is going to be like the tough guy who's like, I'm going to figure this thing out with my muscles. And Dodger's like, I'm going to figure this out with my heart. You basically were the captain, like you're like the Planeteers eventually.
Sure.
From that point on, I was like, okay, the way the original game works is because it's based on kids, it's takes place between 10 and 15 years old. And so if you're 10 years old, your character that you create, you get 5 luck. If you're 15, you get 0 luck. And so basically I just went through and was like, okay, well, we're not gonna do ages. I'm gonna do it based on who I think would be the most fun to have. Like, Sam should have no luck, but he's gonna have a bunch of abilities because he's gonna be like the like leader of the pack guy going in. And Dodger is gonna have all the luck in the world, but he's gonna have very few abilities, but she can sneak around and like tell people she loves them, right? And then I was like, and then Pocket and Zeke are going to be sort of the mix in between, but one's going to be more mind and one's going to be more tech. And that's just sort of the way I went with it, just so everyone would be, like, filling all the roles so no one would not have something to do. And even then, there were still a few times where I was like, you don't have anything that can actually help you here, so I guess just roll body, right? And so, yeah.
At the very beginning, I felt like us going to get burgers was, like, kind of a derailment, and I felt bad. I was like, I don't know, like, should we just go? Like, but you handled it like very well, and it seemed like all 4 hours were taken up kind of how you wanted them to be taken up. Like, it seemed like it followed, like, every break was something new and a new plot point, a new plot twist. Like, how derailed did it get for you as a GM?
The only time that there was any derailment was, again, there's a few moments here or there where you guys would say, I'm going to go here. And it's like, okay, how do I negotiate around this to get to a plot point? Or how do I do that? But even going to the burgers, what I had literally written down about the flow of this, and there's no point in looking at it because I know, was first hour, literally getting to know the system, getting to know your characters, and getting to know how the 4 of you work together. So it didn't matter to me where we went and what we did. You were literally just going to end up going to this party. And whether you got there early and more stuff happened or you got there when you did, it didn't matter. It also set up, it gave me enough time to be like, there's a creepy guy watching you, right? And then when you got to the party, it was literally going to be the hour of setup for like, it's a party, but something weird's happening, and JP's missing, and the four of you have many objectives. I wrote them down literally as just like, avoid Jesse, help with the kitchen, get wood, find JP were my four objectives. And I didn't really know who was going to end up where, but I was like, there's Dodger definitely is going to want to help because that's her character. So she's not going to want to deal with Jesse. And Zeke and Sam are going to want to like either go party or go like find JP. So I was like, all right, Pocket's character is getting harassed. And then I was like, so then one of them is going to, so the whole point was to have four objectives with the four of you. So each of you are doing one thing that would eventually push the action to like all these other parts. And so I try, there wasn't a lot of scripting, but it was like a map of just, think of it like when you play Life is Strange or some, one of those games with multiple choices where they just show the map of like where it goes. And this was simply a much dumbed down version of that.
Besides the main characters, like you, Krendor, JP, I want to know who was made up on the spot. Like, was Waffle made up on the spot, or was Blue Jay made up on the spot?
Yeah, so there's a lot of characters. So I wrote down a bunch of people that I just wanted to include, but it was just streamers I could think up on the top of my head. And then I noticed some people who were in chat. I know some people that people were mentioning. I was like, oh, F it. I'm including them now. So they're in.
That's awesome.
And I just kept, like, throwing people in. And so I know that I was talking about Adam a lot, and so I was like, oh, crap, I forgot. Look, don't tell this. I forgot Blue. So I was like, oh, she's in chat? F it. She's behind the bar drinking up a storm, and she's going to be a pivotal role. It's because she's here with us, so she gets a bigger role now. Like, that kind of stuff, where I felt like, if they're going to be active in chat, of course, the minute Shannon lost her shit when she was pooping, I was like, this is going to become a pivotal plot point. This is important
to the
story. She's
pooping now.
Yeah. So
for the first 2 hours of the game.
Yeah.
I feel so like good. She's the point that I, like, I almost doubted our cast, because at first, I sensed that this was going to turn into something, like, dark. I just sensed it from the beginning, and I was like, okay, this is going to be weird.
What?
And I almost, no. There were so many times where I just wanted to be like, this reminds me of a scary movie. I watch a lot of scary movies, by the way. A lot. Too many. And I'm someone with anxiety, and I watch them, and I'm like, I'm torturing myself. And I just want to be like, this reminds me of a scary movie. I should have done it, because in real life, that's the one thing I would have changed. In real life, I would have said that. If something happened, I'd be like, oh, this reminds me of a scary movie, just to freak everybody else out. But like, Dodger's like, I saw someone standing in the road staring at us. Yeah, that reminds me of a scary movie. Like... Mm. When we went back and there was no one there, it was closed down completely and no one there. This reminds me of scary, like shit like that. However, Zeke, I thought that you were a part of it at first. Cause I'm like, really? You're a priest and all that holiness and bullshit.
Wait,
like,
time out a minute. The part where you and Zeke, like where you got upset about Zeke being dressed as a priest, I thought that was all in character. You were really like, you are in on this. You really thought he was part of this?
Yeah, at first I thought he was, like, legitimately part of this.
Look.
No, like, I'd be a good candidate for that, but yeah. I'll tell you this. No one knew I bought this, like, a week ago, got it shipped to me, and, like, I had it, like, 2 days ago, because this was my entire plan. Like, I had no idea what system we were doing or what we were doing. I just knew that at some point I would take off the Christmas sweater and wear this, because I thought it'd be funny, you know. No one knew about that. Jesse didn't know. JP didn't know. No one knew.
No clue. Yeah. When you were like, I'm going to go to the bathroom, I knew you had a goof you were trying to do because you looked really antsy, like you were ready for something. And then when you're like, F it, you just left. I was like, and then you came back and was like, nice, good goof. All right, we're good.
No, and then it played really well into what you were doing anyway. And I was like, oh, these two talk to each other. Like, I really did role play who I would be at that point. Like,
That was cool.
Oh, speaking of that, I just had a selfish question. Did you think that I was going to turn to the dark side, so to speak?
I mean, honestly, it didn't matter what your character had did. I assumed this was a ploy to get, like, because it was so quick, I was like, oh no, this is his, I'm going to walk with zombies kind of moment.
Okay.
It's like, oh yes, I'm a zombie too. But if you had turned, it would have made for really interesting storytelling between you and Sam and Dodger. So whatever happened. I was ready for it.
I thought you did. I totally thought that you looked at the clock and you were like, ah, there's only like 20 minutes left. Fuck it. I'm evil.
The funny thing is I did not decide until I whispered. I actually whispered Adam Coble. And if I had not gotten a whisper back, if he had not seen it, then I would have gone evil. What I whispered Adam was, what is a song that you absolutely hate? And he said, Hotel, like about 2 minutes later, Hotel California. I hate that song. It's the worst song ever. I was like, all right, I'm good guy then. I'll go good again. You know, because I had the iPod and I was like,
ah! You're ready. You're ready. You had that great moment of any good movie or anything where it's like, this guy's the hero. This guy's the one that's going to save the day, and you goofed, and it didn't work. And it was like, subvert expectations. Yeah, I loved it. I thought it was great.
Oh, and it was even better. The Dodger was like fucking nailed like two rolls like immediately after I just fell and got kicked in the head. He was like, 2 sixes on 4? Okay, there it is. No problems. I couldn't get 2 on 8 5 times.
But she then tried to moderate. 6 times in a row, I tried to moderate that Chatthulu, and I just couldn't.
Yep.
It was beautiful. That was a beautiful moment.
Meanwhile, I'm a normal human fighting, like, by calling the cops. God, you guys are fighting a Chatthulu, and I'm over here like, I don't know what they're doing. I think they're dead, but please save me.
Fuck it, the cops are humans too, right? How do you think they react when they're in front of the Chatthulu? Sometimes you just gotta go above and beyond, right?
I never saw. They shoved me in the
ambulance. Stop delegating, all right, and step up and fight Chatthulu.
I never saw that. I just saw, like, nothing the whole time.
I've never been prouder to meta the phrase bleed purple in my life. I was so happy that we got to that point. I was like, it all paid off, y'all. It all paid off. I was so happy that no one was like pissed about the obvious, like, yeah, no, this is a reference to the idea of like streaming for the like sake of this monster that sucks up all your life. Like, that's what we're getting at, guys. That's the joke. So I'm glad everyone was like, haha, we get you.
And speaking of meta, I just have to give kudos to JP. Because when I finally got that Wi-Fi or whatever, I actually went to real Twitter and DM'd him, where are you at? And he played out the whole scene with me without having orchestrated that at all. And it gave me the opportunity to tweet out a screenshot of that. And it was like fucking awesome, JP.
Also the fact that he let the show reach its conclusion despite the amount of roasts we laid out.
That he didn't shut us down at hour two. Yeah.
But the whole setup of everything that we had gone through before, we were like, let's make this, the backgrounds change and the music get weird and everything happened over the course of it. It was definitely done as like we're going to roll this out as a happy-go-lucky party. It's going to get weird and then turn into a murder and everyone's going to be like, well, that's terrible enough. And then be like, no, there's a many-eyed god that's eating all of you. And I think that worked so well, and I was so happy we got to do that. That was exactly what I wanted.
I don't know who was responsible for the making like all the different backgrounds, but that was a fucking sweet, good touch.
They're great. Yeah.
That was fun.
Also, I feel like we started to talk about this before the after show, but I would still love to hear if we wanted to go one at a time and read off our drives, problems, and prides. I think anybody who's watching this video that really loved the show would also like to know what like our side things were.
Sure.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
Which one of you wants to start? If you have any questions about why I gave you the things I gave you, I'll answer them.
Let's start with all of our drives. So I'll say that mine was be myself no matter what, and I think I played myself pretty well in a situation that would be put in like that. I got drunk and I did things that I thought would be responsible, and some of it led to me pissing people off and some of it led to the cops being called.
Yeah.
So
my drive was to please everyone. So there were lots of times where I was like, if I choose to just go along with this, it'll be easier. But if I play to my drive and like insist on doing something, like, because I want people to be happy, then that'll be more in line with my character sheet. So.
Mine was just wants to have fun. And that's like when I came out with the priest outfit that kind of helped play with that. And also the hand up, like going, hey, I'm dead. Look at me. I'm dead.
That was great. I love that part.
Mine was, must be the best.
That's the truest.
Yeah.
I truly.
It's too real.
All right. So then what were your problems? Because the problems all related to your drives. Reason why you had such a drive is because you had this problem.
My problem was all my friends are counting on me to achieve greatness.
That's true.
That's why you want to be the best.
Right. Yeah. You're the Ash Ketchum of this group.
Yeah.
My problem that became a non-issue about 2 hours in was you desperately want this to be the best party ever. And the second people were dead, I was like,
But when you know, you took over in the kitchen like a boss.
It can still be good.
Yeah.
Mine was stuck at this stuffy Christmas party.
Oh, okay. And mine was, all your life you were told to conform, knowing you can do whatever you set your mind to.
Oh, that's your pride. It was two things you could find. That's fine. We can get to pride.
Oh, my problem was all your life you were told to conform. My bad. And no, I want to be pride, myself no matter what. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Dodger, what was your pride?
You're super creative.
Mm-hmm. So I tried to come up with, like, creative, weird ways to solve problems.
Green beans, man. Green beans. You tried.
You tried. So fuck.
So hard. Zeke, what was your pride?
Can turn any situation into a fun time.
Exactly, I think.
And Sam, what's your pride?
It says, I am a machine when it comes to pushing through pain.
Which is
why I wasn't particularly emotional.
I was truly hoping that you would use that as like, I'm going to constantly mess with conditions and just be like, F it! Be able to roll? Let's do this thing!
And I didn't know how they impacted the situation, though.
I mean, all it does is like, for you, it wouldn't have affected much because your character literally pushes through all of that. Not until you were broken would have messed with you. But other characters, like, if they get scared, then they're clearly, like, objectively afraid of the situation. Or if they're upset, they're sad that something happened.
Right. Kind of stuff.
Yeah. And then you all had an item, like a special item.
I wanted to go through the items, but then after people mention their items, like, describe if you think Jesse was accurate on who you are or whatnot.
Sure.
Mine was my coffee. Dodger brand coffee.
Mine was, I used it a couple times. Mine was iPod Touch with sick beats. And I'm so fucking glad you said witch house for no reason. Had nothing to do with music. You're like, it's kind of, you know, like a scary witch house. Witch house? It was just like fucking.
That was so good. Fuck, that was such a good moment. I love that.
Oh, mine was flask of booze. That's surprising.
Sammy?
Sam.
Oh, my item? It was a manly beard.
It's also true. Yeah, so like Pocket said, what do you think of my decision-making on behalf of your characters?
I felt like it was easy for me to mostly stick to... Like just to be a more extreme version of myself with like how I was laid out, I think.
Okay.
With the people that were playing, I think with the given like the character sheet and there's given things that you have to adhere to, like I totally would have been in the same boat with you, stripping body, Dodger heart, and then me and Pocket would have to fill in like kind of the middle ground. I was the techie kind of guy, which maybe not necessarily fits me, but as far as tropes go, for sure.
I feel like you pinpointed my character pretty well. Obviously, to be yourself no matter what, I try to be myself, but sometimes I feel like I need to conform because my family raised me that way. It's true. My family raised me that way. And then doing whatever I set my mind to, I obviously wanted to get out of there, so I did what I could because everything that we tried failed horribly, and I got tired of following everyone else. So I just did what I could, and I crawled away through the Christmas ornaments.
So. I thought it was great that the roles reflected better, the roles in relation to the character sheet reflected better, like who I am. Like, I might have a lot of knowledge, but I fail at that.
So you're saying,
but
it was meant to be.
I know how to do this. Don't help me. Pfft, fuck.
Yeah. Is there anything else worth mentioning, worth saying about this time we spent together?
It was great. I love it.
I think you did a great job, Jesse.
No.
Thank you. No? Done.
Nothing else.
Fanny.
I just want to say, like, I know you guys are probably better friends with each other than with me, and I'm really grateful that you guys, like, allowed me to come along on this journey and trusted me that I would, you know, be a beneficial part of the group, and I just want to let you guys know that.
Yeah, it was great, man. It was fun to have you. It was fun to have all of you here, and I'm so glad you did this with me. This was great. And yeah, this was I know people are like, nice DM, dude. Really, this was just like the Jesse Cox fantasy hour where weird shit I thought up for a long time. I was like, good. Now I can say it all and get it out. So this is just weird shit I created that I thought was really funny. So yeah, that's it for us. Thank you so much for watching the stream and then watching this. And thank you to JP and everyone at Roleplay for all their hard work. We'll see you later. Thank you guys so much. Bye.
Bye-bye.